Van Shea, thank you for holding and joining us this morning for the big celebration on K101.
Hey, this show has been great. I've laughed, sat here in my seat and laughed all morning listening to these stories. And what everybody has said is 100% true. I mean, what you have done for all, I can speak on behalf of all the students and youth of Northwest Oklahoma and Southern Kansas and Texas Panhandle. I mean, what you have done for all of them is just incredible. And you have no idea how much all of them and their parents and grandparents appreciate it. So you have been awesome. And I'm very, very proud to call you a friend.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know how much of that's true, but thank you so much.
It's 100% true. I will say this. Tyler, people are giving Tyler a lot of props for setting this up, and I should be doing that, but I'm gonna critique him a little bit.
Thank you.
Usually you start low with guests and build high at the end.
He did
it totally opposite. I mean, he's got Speaker of the House, he's got Lieutenant Governors, he's representatives, and he ends with Leland, a referee, and Van Shea from the OSSAA. There is nobody that likes the OSSAA or referees, and he ends with us.
That's amazing.
Hey, before we let you go, thanks, by the way, for the birthday wishes and the kind words. And those mean far more, along with everybody else, than anybody will ever, ever, ever know. But let's talk about something important. Tomorrow morning, a reveal show, if you will, for high school basketball in terms of some of the smaller schools, what, A, B1, and B2.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Right.
Where can folks find it? We had Mr. Lester on earlier in the week to talk about it, but bring us up to speed again. Tell us what you got going. That is tremendous.
No, it's going to be really cool. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, and they can watch it on the OSSA YouTube page, the OSSA Facebook page, or on the NFHS network for free at 9 a.m. We're going to start. I think we're starting with B2. I'm not positive, but it's A, B1, B2. We'll reveal every team, where they're going in the playoffs, who they're playing, have regional sites and sub sites, have area sites, and just give them their path to the state tournament. And this will give Coach Lester a chance also to kind of explain what all goes into these pairings and what all he has to do. He's been working on it for 3 months, you know, watching teams, going to games. He has to go by 1 through 20 what the coaches rank them, but it gives him a little idea when he sees the teams, gets his eyeballs on them. But this will be cool tomorrow because it'll be – I mean, usually I know everything before the pairings are released because I go down to his office and see everything. But, I mean, this is under lock and key.
Oh, my goodness.
When it comes out tomorrow morning, it'll be when most of the people in the office have seen it for the first time. So it's going to be neat for us, too.
Hey, before we let you go, you speak of the office. Tell everybody hello for not from just Osage, but everybody here at K101, the Activities Association. And you were joking about no one likes them. That is not true. We're extremely fond of the Activities Association. We're fond of referees, for that matter, too. But it all starts at the top, and that's Mr. Jackson. Please tell him hello for all of us at K101. His efforts do not go unnoticed, and I know what those efforts are. And you know, Mr. Lester and everybody on down the line, you obviously included. So tell everybody hello from K101 there at the association today.
Well, I sure will, and everybody here obviously wishes you happy birthday. You do realize, CJ, we haven't given out many Media Excellence Awards, and you were one of the first ones that got it from the OSSAA. And there, that was not that was by plan. That was by plan that CJ would be one of the first ones recognized. So we appreciate everything that your entire radio crew does, and look forward to seeing you in the playoffs. We'll see probably several teams from your area at the new big house.
Super.
At the Coliseum. So we're looking forward to that.
Van Shea, thank you, my friend.
Happy birthday.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, it is. We have one more.
Well, hold on. Before we get to that,
I'm gonna let you do that. But I've got a. Where did I find that news? Is that where it was? Okay.
Okay. Right. Yes, we got one more check in. Well, while you're finding that, we do have just a couple more final wishes coming in from the social media side. Barbara Arnold, Serena Kauk, Tony Holt, Chris Eubanks, son-in-law, Stephen, and his daughter, Brooke, saying happy birthday. Jared Moyer says, to the book we open, Volume 74, Chapter 1, happy birthday, C.J. Montgomery. And finally, Barkley Hill, of course, had to check in. He told me not to say this part, but C.J. needs a little Jesus. The other part he told me to say, tell the old guy happy birthday. No one promotes our area of the state any better.
And from Kansas City this morning, we say good morning to Pete Mundo.
Hey, CJ, it's Pete Mundo up in Kansas City. Happy birthday to a great friend, to an even better Oklahoman, and an absolutely fantastic American. I hope you have a great day. I can't thank you enough for all that you've taught me over the years about radio, early in my career working at K101 and Z92, and seeing you run this first-class operation with the great late J. Doug is something that sticks with me all the time in my broadcasting career. I know that you are too humble a man to even accept that that is a reality, but I'm telling you, my friend, it is. I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for me throughout my career, and I'll tell you what, too. Watching and listening to what is still, I believe, the best broadcast around high school football in America, Friday Night Quick Scores on K101, it is awesome to be a small part of that broadcast all these years later and have some fun with you on Friday nights. I love it in the falls. I love what you guys do, and I'll keep doing it for as long as you'll have me. We had some great memories working together, you smashing that clipboard on that fateful Friday night when Oklahoma State lost to Iowa State in 2011 to ruin that amazing season for the Cowboys. There was, of course, the coverage of the deadly tornado on April 15th of 2012, something that I know all of us in the Woodward area will remember for our entire lives. And then there was a lot of fun had as well in between. I'll never forget, if you go back to February of 2013, we had a couple of monster snowstorms, like upwards of 2 feet. And you had to drive me to the station one morning in your pickup truck, and you must have blasted that pickup truck of yours through a 5 to 6 foot snowdrift. And as you did it, you yelled, "Go Cowboys!" And it remains one of the most hysterical moments of my broadcasting career. To wrap it up, CJ, you and the K101 team are tremendous, keeping radio at its best, local and live. You are an asset to the community. You are an asset to many of us. And by the way, 13 years later, our dog Woody, who we found under our vehicle on the corner of 22nd and Downs, says hello. He's alive, he's kicking, he's doing well, and he wishes you a happy birthday as well. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
And with that, we wrap the celebration.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great.
It has been a morning. CJ, you came in here saying, oh, no, I don't want any of this.
Yeah,
2 hours later. Yeah.
It's pretty special. I can't. It really is. It's the majority of it may or may not be true, but it's very, very nice.
Can
it's
I tell a story?
Yeah, Chris has been chomping at the bit to battle the car dealership story.
We need to finish with your story. Yeah.
Now that the niceties are over, everybody's being nice. CJ and I go a long way back.
Yep.
My grandmother Eubank was the unofficial mayor of Cedar Springs for years. CJ's family moves across the highway from them. My grandmother moves to town, and Grace becomes the unofficial mayor of Cedar Springs. So we go way back, and we forged a friendship through the adversity of attending Oklahoma State events, athletic events. It's kind of like going to war a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
So we suffer through the end of Pat Jones's reign and the 0-10-1, and we get Les Miles his first year. We're pumped up. We decide to take the road trip to Shreveport, Louisiana, to play Louisiana Tech. WAC champions the former year. We're in the stands. We're up about 17 points. We're yelling, we're WAC champions, and we're celebrating. And as happens, the bottom fell out, and we got beat. And we're not happy. We are not happy, and we get in our Suburban, J. Doug's Suburban, and we're trying to get back on the interstate there at Shreveport. And we're in the right lane, and we figure out we need to be in the left lane. And these Louisiana Tech fans would not let us go. going for 15 minutes creeping, trying to get in, and CJ's driving, and he's getting madder and madder.
Good thing there wasn't a clipboard.
Finally, somebody pulled up beside us with their window down.
Oh, no.
And CJ started on a tirade. And halfway through it, he figured out his window was up. So he stops in the middle of his tirade, rolls down the window, doesn't miss a beat.
Starts back
and starts his tirade, and they did stop and let us in. I think they were afraid of what might happen if they didn't do it. One more quick story. If CJ, if he ever goes somewhere and he says,
Cowboys.
Yeah, if he says, I've got a buddy, okay, be careful. Because we go and we're going to, in the Big 8 or Big 12 conference basketball tournaments down in Dallas.
Yeah.
And he says, I got a buddy. And he's got some good tickets for us. He's got connections. So we go down to Dallas, and we get there, and sure enough, these seats are like 10 rows off the floor. The only problem is we were looking eye to eye with the backboard, and we couldn't see the game. So we're not very happy, but his buddy, let's call him Buddy, his buddy wants to go eat. And we're at Dallas at the American Airlines, sure. And you have to walk ways. Well, the problem is that his buddy and his girlfriend, let's call her Olivia,
that's
did
her name.
Not watch the game because they were into suites where there was alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And she was in high heels and wobbly.
Oh, no.
To say the least.
And we start walking down, and I mean, it's like a half mile to the restaurant we're going to go to, and Olivia isn't going to make it. And she's wobbling around, and finally Buddy grabs her around the waist and basically carries her to the restaurant. So we get in the restaurant, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe this walk will sober her up a little bit, right? So the only table available is one of those high tables with the bar stools. CJ and Buddy are over there talking and stuff, and I look over, and Olivia is passed out on the table. CJ won't even look up. I'm thinking, what have you got me into here? And they're not paying any attention to her. And I don't know, Michael, what's the etiquette? If she starts to fall off, am I supposed to help? Am I supposed to save her? Or do you let her go to the ground?
I think you have to let her go.
I don't know. I don't know these things. And CJ was no help at all.
Oh.
And so that was our lunch, and the waiter comes up, and CJ again has his head buried in the menu, won't look up, and she's looking at me like, you know she's drunk. You know she's passed out. And I'm like, you know, what do you do?
Wow.
So that's one of the things that one of our trips that CJ had a buddy. So if he ever tells you, I got a buddy,
Be careful.
CJ, it's been a blast.
It has been fun.
It's been a blast.
Really,
we've had a great time.
It has been fun.
And all the things that's been said are true. You've been a great friend, and we're going to do a lot more.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. He has been humble about this today. But I'm going to be honest with you. Since the 1st of January, anytime the idea of the symbol, it's not a symbol, what is it? Astronomy.
Yes. Aquarius.
Aquarius came up. Yes. He started singing the song.
Uh-huh.
So that we would know that he was born under the sign of Aquarius.
Yes.
Well, we're going to break format this morning. And for his 74th birthday, we have found the fifth dimension.
Oh.
Age of Aquarius, let the sun shine in. Because, my friend, you do that. Happy birthday, Mr. Montgomery. K101.